clear your mind and climb the tower. Hi everyone, this is Rowan Odom. Today, we're pleased to showcase The Tower, an ambient, experimental audio fiction which combines a concept album and the mystery and drama of a young woman's journey of self-discovery. Join Kiri as she forsakes the hustle and bustle of the modern world and ascends a seemingly infinite tower. Along the way, she will witness sights and sounds which will challenge her very being, and have deeply personal conversations with friends and family on oddly convenient phones left on the tower. Immersive and contemplative, The Tower lays out an experience that is touching and dramatic in turn, inspired by the works of Ryuichi Sakamoto, and evoking introspective adventures like Celeste. You can find The Tower wherever you get your podcasts, or as an ad-free album on their Bandcamp, tincanaudio.bandcamp.com. Part 1, 2, and 3 are available now, with Part 4 coming soon.
Hello, I'm Cody Micah Carmichael, and you're about to be listening to the amazing podcast Syntax, which probably means you're smart, charming, and have great taste. And maybe you're interested in scientists discovering and doing cool things, or you'd like to be one. If that's the case, you should come check out BroadlyEpi.com, where I teach the science of epidemiology, programming, provide summaries of the most recent research, have some software tools available, and a lot more. If you're interested in renting a scientist, well, we have that option too. BroadlyEpi.com, epidemiology, broadly speaking.
Hello, listeners. This is Ty Vaughn, writer for Syntax and voice of Silas Caldwell. I'm thrilled to showcase our sponsors, the exceptional creative software suite, World Anvil. World Anvil is the one-stop shop for tabletop gamers, fantasy and sci-fi authors, or world-building enthusiasts who just can't wait to start getting some thoughts down. This is far from just a wiki editor. They have a number of tools and features available, including world-building templates, an RPG campaign manager, a novel writing and publishing tool, interactive map builders, timeline builders, and more. Your vast web of outlines, character plots, and family trees has a home waiting on World Anvil. Check out the full features using the link below or by visiting worldanvil.com. Subscribe using the promo code in the description of this episode, and you'll get 51% off an annual subscription, and you'll be directly supporting the creation of TSP Network shows. Thanks in advance for checking it out.
Hi everyone, Rowan Odom here. We're pleased to showcase The White Vault, a horror podcast set in the frigid darkness of the Arctic Circle. Follow the adventures of an international rescue and repair team investigating a mysterious signal while navigating the treacherous nature of the polar nightmare they find themselves in. Worst of all, they find they may not be as isolated as they think. Fans of Syntax will love this indie series created by a two-person team. The show balances fictional elements with painstaking scientific, linguistic, oral, and cultural precision and details. The science team hail from all across the globe, a multilingual and multidisciplinary team dealing with their findings as best they can. Filled with masterly crafted foley that places you in the moment with polar bears, howling icy winds, and more. Find The White Vault however you listen to podcasts, or find out more about the show at thewhitevault.com. Subscribe now and delve the waiting horrors.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Don't give up. Don't give up. There's still hope.
That it ends there?
Yeah, you fell over. Fainted. Took the recorder out with you.
And Laura?
Dead. Crushed.
I pulled the stone.
So you do remember.
I feels like it was part of the nightmare. Like it's not real.
It's very real. So why did you do it? Why did you pull the stone?
Lizzie.
What?
For fuck's sake, he just woke up. Can't this—
All the more reason to ask now before any stories can get made up.
Made up? Lizzie, since when has Silas been able to lie to us? Ever?
I'm not worried about him lying. I put the recorder back on, and I am asking you, as Alpha's team lead, what was your reasoning for pulling the Link Stone while a Breacher was in transit?
I don't know.
You don't know? You just felt like it?
I don't know what I was thinking at all. Not in the slightest.
Negligence? Amnesia? Or something else?
Lizzie, I barely remember losing Jay. And that was hours before we went inside Breach 7, apparently. The last memory I have clear in my head is the lighthouse turning on, and then it's all so muddled.
Which time? The first or the second flash?
Did it turn on twice?
Yeah.
Don't think for a moment I'm buying this act.
What act, Lizzie? He's been knocked the fuck out. What exactly are you trying to prove anyway? That it was a stupid move?
That he was stupid, or maybe under the influence of whoever's out there.
So this is all about making a good report back at Yanis? Director's fucking pet.
This isn't about Beckett or me, you lovesick asshole. This is about figuring out what happened.
Figuring out someone else to blame, you mean?
Alex? Are you...
Silas? These two? Do so much pointless bickering. And it really, really gets on my nerves. I might be a frog monster, but is this even a human?
Alex?
I'm going home.
Stop! I told you to stop trying to look for the Link Stone!
Quit yelling so fucking loud.
I can yell however loud I want, especially while everyone's busy being numbskulls.
Should we go help?
No, it's... Alex has this hilarious joke about going home. Which Lizzie can't figure out if that means her tent, or Earth, or Samsara. Lizzie's hidden the Link Stone from her to make sure it stays closed, just in case.
I'm sorry, Samsara?
Depth 6.
Oh. Why?
Lizzie thinks it's ironic as a name.
Wouldn't Abyss have been better? Or Blackout, or Hell, for that matter.
Depth 6 wasn't Hell. That's here.
Is it that bad?
Most of the time, no. Sometimes...
Oh. What's so...
Where do we start? You don't know about this depth.
I don't know much of anything these days.
Fuck what Lizzie thinks.
But I...
Shut. Look. I'm not so lovesick that I'm blind. I know. I know. What I also know is that it might not fucking matter, Silas. We could very easily join Alora in the fucking dirt by the Oasis any day now. Any second. But we're alive. For now. And I'd like to keep it that way. So we do what we always do. Tackle the problems and keep moving. And we save the crying and the thinking for later.
Before you fill me in, you didn't mention how long I was unconscious.
That's not...
Cass, how long? Please tell me.
I've been spoon-feeding you berry gruel for a little over a month.
And you've been going out into the desert, gathering these ward stones and...
Fetching water and picking berries and making shelters. Yes.
With just Lizzie?
Alex stayed here with you. I don't know how bad she's got it, but I trusted her that far. Had to.
I'm so sorry.
You don't have to be.
You've been trapped with Lizzie by yourself for that long.
Dude, I almost don't care about the heat or the near starvation. I am so, so sick of her.
Not least of all because she's right, I'm sure.
Never say that again.
No, Cass. I could be.
No. We'll get everyone checked out at Yanis. You, Alex, Lizzie, even me. I'm sure we're all coming out with a few screws loose at minimum, but I need to catch you up on Depth 7, and you need to recover as much as you can. Lying flat in the shelter for so long has not helped out your physique at all.
Tosh, I feel even weaker than usual, but I was never a specimen of note in the first place.
Yeah, well, if we need to move for any reason, I'd rather you be able to walk on your own.
Not that I mind, but you won't be carrying me around anytime soon.
I don't think...
Sorry, I'm joking. I know you... Oh my good God! Cassius! You're practically wasting away!
Yeah, so, as I was trying to tell you, if you'd listen to me for 2 seconds...
Sorry.
We have some... resources at our disposal. The water is safe to drink, and we actually have quite a bit of it in the lake.
Lake?
Pond, lake. It's not a spring. We think it flows down the water table. This canyon collects all the water. Boom. Instant oasis. We've got plants, some bugs, but haven't seen any larger animal life. Nothing edible, at least. So we've gathered fruit here, and occasionally an alcove scattered around. It's not a lot, but it's something. And getting harder to find all the time.
Water, but not a lot in the way of food. I understand.
We also would like to expand our wardstone collection as much as possible.
These are the wardstones?
Same rock inside the lighthouse on Samsara.
We went inside the lighthouse.
We did, yes.
No, I vaguely remember. It's drifting back. So slowly.
Oh?
And you went back up there. And you touched it. So reckless.
Yeah, and it damn well saved our sorry asses.
Did it?
Maybe. In the short term. Who knows about the long term?
Now you're starting to sound like me.
That's why we need you on your feet. We need to explore.
For food and for wardstones.
You got it. Simple as that.
Why do we want more of these? Is it dangerous at night, like on Gaia?
Okay, so there's not really a night cycle.
Oh. Well, positively delightful, for once.
Figured you'd say that. And you know what? You'd be right. Except there's one hell of a fuckwad entity that inhabits this depth.
Oh. Optimism retracted. What is it, pray tell?
It's a locust.
Locust?
Not really. It's... we don't know what it is. Not in any biological capacity.
Not to cast doubt on your vocational prowess, Cass, but it's not like it's the first time depths have the biologist department perplexed. I'm braced for...
No, you're not. Not even a little bit. They were it. Moves as one large whole. Like a school of fish or a swarm of locusts. There are discernible entities within the central mass, but they mostly stay cohesive. Do not touch anything that falls off the main body. Got it?
Understood.
Good. You always hear them coming from miles away. When you hear them approach, get inside your shelter so nothing falls on you, and try to fix your attention on the ward stones.
Try?
You'll fail. Eventually. We always do. The humming and the whirring and the buzzing and the voice, the noise has a kind of hypnotic effect. You'll find it very hard to concentrate on anything. And then you should be prepared for a very bad time.
What happens?
It's bad. And it's personal. So I don't know how to prepare you, if I even can. Silas, I don't know how they do it, but they tap into your memories. People you know, things you've seen. They focus on the trauma, the negative experiences. It'll assault your mind with these sensations, these thoughts and feelings. So whatever you do, try not to look at the swarm. Try to block out the sounds you'll hear. Keep looking at the light. And most of all, try to remember that it will pass over, eventually.
I see. I assume, then, that's how the Wardstones got their name. And that's why you want more.
Yes. The light seems to push away their presence. The more we've collected, the further away from the oasis they've stayed. Doesn't get rid of the fuckers entirely, but having them stay up above the canyon ledge has been a little bit better. And I've been trying to add more to our shelters. This is the most we've had in one spot. Didn't help much before when we tried to put them all in one place, but I think between the perimeter stones and putting so many in here, they woke you up. Oh, and that's the other rule. Don't ever, ever, ever get caught sleeping when they're on their way.
I won't.
My theory is, since you were knocked out when we arrived, you got locked into an unending circle of nightmares. I heard you while you were in your coma. There's a lot of painful ways to die, Silas. I've seen them, felt them, but there's nothing. Nothing compares to watching helpless while your best friend wastes away, twitching and screaming in his nightmares. And there was nothing I could do. Lizzie and I get into shouting matches all the time. I haven't eaten a square meal in days. We burned through the rations after a week or so. We've just been walking out into the desert, afraid the locusts might swarm. This is hell, Silas. But I'd go through it all again, just to have you back in the land of the living. I couldn't live with myself seeing you like that. Hey, you shouldn't be trying to get up yet.
You're very much in the wrong there, my dear Crashad. I have been flat on my back for far, far too long.
But...
I will not be accepting any notions to the contrary. Now, help me up, would you? I'll need your help to take a look around the oasis. Then we'll see how much assistance your sorry linguist can still offer.
I almost feel bad for all the grandpa jokes. Now you really look like an old man.
Oh, rest assured, I've never felt more like one as well. Never have I been so acutely aware of my skeleton.
Come on, bag of bones. I'll show you around. Oh, wait, stand right there. On the bright side, we've got the spare batteries for the recorders, and recording doesn't take up much energy anyway. So, Yanis will be getting a play-by-play of our escapades, however they turn out.
Splendid. Precisely what our legacy needs. Extended and fittingly heroic eulogies. Shall we compose them after our Oasis tour?
For once, I can't argue. Let's. And we can listen to my notes I've made up till now.
I would like that. Fascinating.
Trust me, once the next locust swarm goes through, you won't think so.
I shudder to think. There's not much I've seen that could rattle you, Cass, but this... I don't think I've ever seen you well and truly frightened. So... how can I help?
I've been too scared to let you stay in the Oasis by yourself. But now, if you think we can get you back in marching condition soon, we'll be able to take you and Alex along, and maybe find a better food source. Better shelter, too. Somewhere we can really isolate ourselves from the locusts.
What of these Katara? The wells you find the stones in? I'm not keen to stay in a cave again, but if needs must...
we could try. Fill our water packs and take everyone with us. But what if we get cornered and can't make it back?
As you said, they've always moved on before.
Before. Who says they always will?
Well, what exactly do the locusts want?
Huh?
As in, biological needs? You said they don't interfere with the Oasis plants. When they do swarm, are they feeding? Migrating?
I don't know.
So, there's no way to predict their behavior?
Not yet, no. Their timing has been sporadic, and we haven't been able to make any notes about them during a swarm. We usually get a few days, up to a week between visits.
Sorry, I don't mean to sound like you aren't doing your job.
Sure looks that way, huh? No, I didn't think that's what you meant.
I'm proud of you, actually. You've accomplished so much. Built a few huts, collected quite a few stones, kept me alive. All while I was nothing but dead weight.
Don't say that. You were only a little difficult to take care of. Okay, maybe a lot. It's all been a lot.
Thank you, Cass. From the bottom of my heart.
Just doing my job, Bookworm.
I hardly think that warrants all that you've done.
What all have I done, Sai? I don't want to think about how many we've lost. If I were to dwell on those thoughts, I would have given up a long time ago. So I don't think. I just keep doing. That's why I get so angry with Lizzie. That's all she does is think about everyone. And somehow she keeps venturing out with me, building shelters, putting up wardstones. And all I can think is, how? How can you live with grief like that in a way that keeps you functional? And then I remember the conversations we've had. That's all she's ever known. Failure and loss, over and over again. Sometimes I can't bear the sight of her, or her caution, or her slowness. We yell and scream. But even then, I still feel really sorry for her. Only reason we haven't killed each other already.
You're much stronger than I.
Why, you got some anger to take out?
No, actually. You're stronger for persisting. You probably could see this coming from a mile away, but my dreary self believes there's merits to Lizzie's ideas about me. And having belief in them, it can be hard to make the decision to continue. I've brought nothing but pain and misery everywhere we've gone.
But here you are. There's no way I'm stronger than you.
You are literally much stronger than me. Look at my arms. Even in their prime, there's positively nothing I could have ever done to intimidate Lizzie. You've somehow kept everyone in line. Sorry, I just thought I'd try and resort to humor.
Ugh, am I finally too jaded for sarcasm? This place is changing me. But thank you for trying. You seem antsy.
I'm weary and excitable all at once. I've been unconscious for quite some time, but now, with some exercise and sunlight, I can't fathom trying to lie down again. Not until I've helped you with our plans for Alpha's escape from this place.
In that case, shouldn't we be talking to Lizzie? I heard she still leads this team, supposedly.
If I were to describe her in a kind way, I think Lizzie has always deferred to you on the more odious tasks, like hiking and other matters of wilderness survival.
Maybe.
To be more obtuse, Lizzie has never occupied the position of team leader. Not in my heart, at least.
But Silas! That's mutiny.
Maybe it is. If it means helping us reach the point where Yanis can stage a rescue, then call me a mutineer. We're getting everyone out, Cass. Everyone who's... everyone.
Be my guest to do some of that heavy thinking. And I'm thrilled you're awake, but I gotta rest, Sai. Lizzie and I went exploring earlier, and we had a locust visit today. I'm drained.
Oh, I hadn't considered... Sorry.
Remember what I told you, okay?
Walk around as much as I dare, but don't go out of earshot. Lizzie should be sleeping too, but in case she...
Try something stupid?
Yes, that. I shout for help. I'm sure everything will be fine.
For Alpha? Never. Nightsai. We'll talk more soon.
Rest well. Oh! Ow! Oh! I should have asked for help getting up before they left. That was an attempt at being cavalier too far. Ow! I did it. Perhaps I'm not a lost cause after all. So what if I've lost a good portion of my body mass? Cass has never needed me more than this moment. I've been strangely preserved to this point in time, if you could call it that. So, muscular atrophy and amnesia be damned. We will survive, and I will be of assistance. I'll even live in a cave, if that's what it takes. On second thought, maybe I won't. Easy enough to say while a baleful red sun glares overhead. I should focus on walking before exhaustion sets in. One foot in front of the other, Silas. Damnation. I feel so spent already. I can't even think and walk at the same time. I'm no good.
Hi.
Alex? I didn't see you there, clearly.
Scared?
Scared? I mean, the usual. So a decent amount, yes.
Funny.
Oh, I don't think so. You should have seen my pitiful attempt earlier. Heartbreaking.
Stupid.
Yes. Yes, I am. Very much. And now's hardly the time for me to feel sorry for myself. I'm going to continue walking in circles, but feel free to join me.
Exercise?
If you can call this hobbling about exercise, yes.
Why?
We might be going places soon, and I'd like to be ready and not make anyone carry me, even if I do weigh less than our packs usually.
Noble.
Cassius mentioned you have this new occasional one-word habit. No, I do not think it particularly noble of me. Simply the bare minimum.
Pointless?
Ah, have you joined the pointless crowd? Not that I blame you.
No.
Oh. Do you? Ah, you wonder if I think it's pointless.
Yes.
We've known each other a good while, Alex. If anyone could be convinced of pointlessness of our struggle, that individual wobbles uncertainly before you. I shouldn't even need convincing. And yet, I want to believe we have a chance to survive. Isn't that some delicious irony? Old pessimists forced to consider positive outcomes at every turn. Woe is me.
Hilarious.
You're right, I can't even joke about that. I have to try and keep everyone's spirits high. Here, let me try. Cheer up, Alex. Rally to my walking stick. I'm not a very good cheerleader, am I?
Stupid.
Yes, still am, I'm afraid. Unlikely to change in 15 seconds or 15 years.
Missed you.
Two words. You honor me. I missed you too, you stealthy menace. Even if it hasn't felt like a month to me.
Worried?
Always.
Me?
Oh, about you in particular. Yes, I'm worried about you.
Traitor?
Are you saying, am I worried you might turn on us?
Done.
I doubt that. Cassius said you've been keeping an eye on me. Your transformation seems to have paused. I'm more worried for you than of you, Alex.
Vincula.
Vincula? What about them?
Beckett.
I'm not following. What about Beckett? Whatever we think of him, I'm sure there are rescue teams looking for us.
No. Jay. Frog.
Yes. I'm sorry we couldn't do more.
Angry.
You have every right to be.
Hopeless.
That too.
Gone.
I'm sorry, Alex.
Surrender.
Now, that you don't have permission to do. I forbid it.
Safe.
It does feel safe, doesn't it? To give up, to creep away, to carry your woes into the corners of your mind, fleeing away from people anywhere but here, where the grief of the moment lies. Alex, if you are still Alex, No, I don't care. Whether you are something else or Alex, I tell you this for my friend Alex's sake. No one can blame you for feeling the way you do. And please, don't think I'm telling you not to feel anything or to put others before yourself or some other drivel like that. You've been wronged. The grief will overcome you, like it or not. So run, Alex. Run that sorrow ragged. Carry and be carried away. Go as far as you must. I'll never say I know how you feel. But I have dealt with grief. So don't run so far that we can't find you again. I barely recognize her. I barely recognize any of us. I wonder how soon that confrontation with Lizzie shall be. I believe this is her tent. Oh, she's still awake. Speak of the devil. Fortune favors the bold. Lovely day for a walk, isn't it? I wouldn't worry about Alex. I don't think she would—
Terribly brave of you, addressing me at all. Did our earlier discussion not clue you in to the situation enough?
I'm coming to grips with it. Am I in danger here?
Remains to be seen.
I already knew I was in trouble, but—
Then why are you talking to me?
Well, I don't know much, but the four of us will have to work in some measure of harmony to survive.
Says who?
Frankly, it ought to be you saying it.
Silas, you can't possibly be foolish enough to think that this is a wise course of action, instructing me on how to be a good team lead.
Do you think I'm just goading you?
I don't know what in the hells you're doing.
Fine. Ask.
What?
Ask me whatever you want while they sleep.
I'm on thin enough ice as it is. Why?
I don't have to tell Cass.
Shallow promise coming from you.
Why? Because we're lovesick bastards, as you put it? Maybe so. And yet, if we're to survive what could be another month in this place, then we have to try and be a team again. You want to pick my brains, and Cass wants to put the whole discussion off. Well, now's your chance to do so, without another fight, and then we can put things to rest. At least until Yanis, where you can have me thrown in jail or whatever you need. Unless you feel like taking action now, it would speed things along.
You and this boorish attitude of penance. First, on Samsara, now here. Does being a wimpy punching bag make you feel better about yourself?
The martyr dies and his rule begins.
Gods, fucking spare me the poetry. I already planned to get us out of here, and you could stay under Cass's wing and get away scot-free. So why care about what I think?
I want to help you. Because I haven't suffered every day under unforgiving suns, under the heinous influence of a creature we don't understand. I care for all of you, and I'm going to care enough for everyone, and that includes you. Because while I don't remember much—
Which is awfully convenient.
I do recall you and I arrived at some kind of understanding on Samsara. But here you are. You've outpaced us in grief once again, and this time, it's my direct fault. So I could sit here and apologize all day, pointless and selfish as that is, but I will do anything if it means you get an extra moment to rest. You've been through enough. Let me help. I can't force you to let me, but I can listen to you, and you can ask me whatever you need to.
Why did you kill her?
I certainly didn't mean to.
The road to hell is paved with good intentions. How's that for a quotation? Protocol states to never touch a link stone while a breacher is in transit. And yet?
I'm aware. My best guess is I was panicked and it was thoughtless.
Are you still not catching my drift? It was also utterly unlike you.
Hmm?
You're not a man of action, Silas. You're a reedy, bookish academic who's usually more concerned with when your next latte is arriving than about any kind of actual exploration.
I see you haven't lost your knack for harsh but accurate evaluations.
And yet, you make the decision to close the breach. Who knows if we'd be able to find the materials to go back? Sure, we usually do, but it could be yet another wild goose chase on yet another death world. And what if Allura had made it and was cut off? Aren't we losing enough people already? And yet, you pulled the stone. And you had such a look in your eye. Like you weren't paying attention. Like you weren't listening. Not to us, anyway.
You think I'm not myself? That my actions aren't entirely my own?
I've already got one teammate who's other than they are, Silas. Are you the second?
When would I...
be infected? I don't think you're a frog, Silas. You already told us it sounded like something the breach wants you to push forward. It's not what got Alex. I'm worried it's something much worse. Whoever's controlling the breaches could be manipulating you in any number of ways. So I'd like to ask you questions, yes, but I can't and could never trust a goddamned word out of your mouth. Still, I'm asking you because I stupidly want to understand. What do you want from us? What is this whole exercise for? Why did you kill Allura?
Don't pause it there.
Oh no, that last question is super important. She's asking you, not Silas.
You heard what I said.
About stopping your friend? Sounded pretty diabolical to me.
She was running back to that awful place. Would have gotten lost or attracted attention. I was trying to help.
Uh-huh.
Really?
Sure.
She got unlucky. I can't be blamed for everything that happens.
Watch me try anyway.
That's not fair.
Neither was Allura's death. She was a human, Ivara. I thought you liked us.
You're not very pleasant when you get like this, Cassius.
Look, I'll go back to listening and we can keep going, but tell me again. Specifics, please. That was your domain, not somewhere in the depths. What happened?
At least you remembered your nice words this time. It was an accident. The way is not safe. You know this. I regretted what had already happened to her companion, and I was trying to avoid that fate for her, and for all of you. Closing the way was your safest option, but alas, she was already too far. And I can only encourage such manipulation so far. But rules are rules.
Rules are rules. Fine.
Besides, I made up for it later. I thought I was helping. Now then.
I thought I was helping.
Helping?
Yes. Lizzie, I can't explain it in a way that makes sense. I just felt like if I pulled the stone, it would help us. Somehow.
Great! Just great! That's fantastic! Our evil overlords are taking control of the linguists, and he thinks that's... helpful? Has this happened before?
I can think of one other time.
When?
When I went after Cassius on Necropolis.
With the ice worm?
Yes.
Why would you... Don't try to fool me with some White Knight story.
No, Lizzie, I don't think that was all my own volition. It's as you say. We've been interfering with powers far beyond us. It's not out of the question they would interfere with us back. To what end? I can't say.
Can't or won't?
I mean, they don't bother to tell me the answer. If I am but a vessel, I'm clearly not far up enough the chain to warrant answers or an explanation.
But you do understand just how dangerous that makes you?
I think I have an inkling now. I don't feel as though I'm but a pawn in a much grander game. But then, that's what a pawn would say, isn't it?
Exactly.
But then, logically, that doesn't matter, does it? If I'm a pawn, we could all be.
And just like that, you've caught up with my line of thinking. Congrats. We're all pawns, we've all been tainted. In our collective hubris, we've reached for the stars and something reached back. None of our decisions are our own. So, none of this matters, least of all our survival. Welcome to 35 days later, Silas. If that's even who you are anymore.
I disagree. Our survival matters.
Why?
Because we're on the same team.
Didn't I just finish explaining this? No, we're not.
Yes, we are. We're either still on Team Alpha, or we're all on Team Pawn. And my little green Martian that's controlling me hasn't sent me orders to kill anyone. Anyone else. And if they did, you couldn't stop it now, could you? Or maybe your Martian would make you try, and then I'd be well and truly fucked, wouldn't I? So, we can see what the powers that be have in store for us. Or we can do what Alpha has always done, and persevere until we find answers. Enlightenment awaits on either side. Can we do that without animosity? At least until we get the kill signal?
Sounds a bit like madness, and I thought I was going crazy all by my lonesome.
When in Rome.
First of all, shut the fuck up, asshat! And secondly, I'm going to get some rest. We've had some busy days, and it looks like we've got more on the horizon. You should do the same, fellow mind slave.
Is this Ave Imperator, or...
It means go the fuck to sleep. You can walk more tomorrow with the rest of us.
Ah. Well, could have gone worse. God forbid I actually become an optimist. That might be the most awe-inspiring transformation of them all. I was Silas Caldwell. If you're finding this, I or my team have failed to survive the conditions in Depth 7. Full details are in the previous logs in this device. I've already made one death log. Having said that, you would rightly think me a fool for going into more damned breaches. But for my second such recording, I will keep this one brief. I would like it pointed out that this was very much worth doing. Not least of all for the sights I have seen, but also for the company I have kept. We were Greg Washburn, Jeremiah Woods, Fred Kitzman, Elora Mason, Alex Yard, Elizabeth Billinger, Silas Caldwell,
and Cassius. I hope nobody finds this, and we can bring the recording to you and delete this ourselves. But in case not, you would have loved to meet Cass, Mother. They are everything I ever could have hoped for in a partner. And it is my fervent wish that you will meet in the end. Give our love to Mrs. Dawson. We are sorry. We tried our best.
Hi, Mom. Dad. I think I was Alex Yard. Still am, sometimes. I'm pretty sick. I got some kind of bug while I was down here, but that's probably not what got me in the end. My friends wanted me to leave you something, just in case. It's really hard to think sometimes. I know that I miss you all so much. I met a nice guy. I lost a nice guy. You would have really liked him, Dad. I just wanted to do something that would make you all proud. Really accomplish something, you know? I didn't do a very good job of it, but I tried. I hope you'll see that. I hope everyone will see that. Liam, Henry, Ella, Amelia, Hannah, Aiden. I love you all. Sorry I got your baby sister into this mess. Please don't cry too much. I'm doing enough of that. Crying. Sad. Sorry.
Lotus profundum, the depth beetle. That's the name I would like to give these small black beetles that inhabit the oasis. They are quite similar to Earth specimens carrying the same genus name, and to our dismay, they stink bad enough to make for a very unpleasant eating experience. They remind me of the home we once had with the Alka, who I hope can recover from their disastrous encounter with humanity soon. But I don't have high hopes for that, or anything else, for that matter. I was Elizabeth Bellinger. Not that it matters. I was Breacher Team Alpha Lead. Not that that matters either. I don't even see the point in this little exercise. I don't have anyone to leave a... No, that's not true. I've been consumed by bitterness, addled by fear, but I haven't forgotten. June, I'm sorry. We tracked your heart down and out into this wilderness, time and time again, and yet, you loved the whole of Alpha Team unconditionally, along with Papa Bear. And look at me! I repaid your kindness with nothing but death. I hope you can forgive us. I hope you can. I hope you can forgive me, most of all, June. I'm begging you. I tried my best. I really did. I'm sorry. I have nothing else to say.
And if anyone else listens to this, I'll kill you where you stand. I'm looking at you, linguist.
Let's get one thing straight. I don't give a fuck about anyone back on Earth. Except June. I didn't leave anyone else behind. Everyone I care about, every human, is right here with me. The survivors, anyway. But the bookworm told me this wasn't just to talk about our deaths, if they happen, which they won't. That bitch that calls himself a site director might just scrub all of this, but I needed to try and tell someone, anyone, that doesn't already know, because it's not like I don't tell Alpha every damn day, that there is beauty in these depths. Worlds we should see and not touch. I'm glad I wandered onto these places, and I plan to keep going as long as I can. Just don't let those fuckers ruin everything with parking lots and strip malls, all right? Good. I was Cassius. Who am I now? All right, what's the verdict?
Passable. Let's not run any marathons. Or do any sprinting. Or...
We get it. You're the one getting left behind if anything catches us.
Best we can do until we find a better source of protein.
Yes, that.
Leaving?
Yes, finally. As a group.
Where?
We'll be following a large Katara system we found to the north-ish. With everyone's help, we're hoping we can explore more of the cave system, find some more food, and get a horde of wardstones while we're at it. Keep an eye out for plant life, and if you do happen to find anything larger than a bug, let Cassius know.
I'll bag us something good. Maybe a feast, like the worm back on Deva. Which was all me, right, Sai?
Of course. Was there ever any doubt?
Don't make me regret this any more than I already do. Everyone got water?
Check.
Wardstones?
Check.
I don't want to get stuck out there when the locusts return, but we might be hiding in one of the caves if they arrive early. We'll leave some stones at the entrance and hope for the best. With any luck, we'll be back in a couple of hours. Sound good?
I'll try not to hold...
Great! Let's go.
Everyone up.
Come on, old-timer.
Thanks.
Off to a great start, huh? She hasn't killed you, I haven't killed her. Does she sound a little hopeful to you?
That's a word for it, not the one I'd use.
What would you say?
Crazy?
Precisely.
This is it. We found the entrance.
I remember fondly how much courage I had. What seems like a short while ago.
You're welcome to stay and watch up here.
No. We agreed we go together.
Watch?
No, no point. If we hear anything, it's already too late. And I want to make sure this is a one and done trip, if we can. Let's make sure our anchor will hold and be on our way.
This boulder should do the trick. That's not going anywhere. I'll go first. Follow right behind me. Got it?
Remind me again, why...
Why this one, when there's larger wells?
Yes.
It's small and angled enough. You can help me lift you up by half climbing your way out when we come back. And the cave below is one of the largest we've found so far. And we're hopeful we can find a lot of wardstones.
All terribly fine reasons, I'm sure, but...
Sai, right behind me. We can do this, okay?
Okay.
Don't look.
Right.
I made it!
Your turn.
(Clears throat)
Easy does it. Easy as that.
When you say easy...
He made it! Next! See those indents?
Hmm? Where? Oh, I see.
That's where the geodes were stuck into the wall. We're looking for dark, sharp rocks about that size. Crack them open, and there's usually a ward stone inside. Leave the shells and stick them in the bag.
Understood.
Oh. Dark.
Keep your ward stones close. She made it!
Oh, it just had to be the best kind of cave, too. Just tall enough to stand in, but extending in an unnervingly straight line way into the shadows on either side of us.
At least we don't have to worry about the sun anymore, or the sand.
Coarse, irritating.
And it gets everywhere.
Why does that sound so familiar?
And family's back together. Wordstone's in place.
Tried my best. We'll see if they do any good.
Well, two directions to choose. Which way?
God, it's like hell am I choosing. Which one feels luckier?
Perhaps... No. No. No.
That way.
I was thinking the opposite, so... Let's go Alex's way.
Suits me.
How far did you get?
In any of these caves? Not very. Lizzie and I don't go far on our own.
I think you can appreciate that, even without lycophobia or claustrophobia. Wandering away from the climbing rope and out of earshot can be a mildly horrifying experience. Much better as a team.
I do believe that was a very roundabout way of saying you're glad for the company, Lizzie.
And what of it?
Oh boy, here we go. Fight's already starting.
Not at all. You're quite right. It's been far too long since Alpha Team has gone for a stroll. Together, we'll surely find the motherload of ward stones.
Where do you get the gumption to start finding the bright side all the time?
Far too many close encounters with the Grim Reaper does strange things to a person.
What happened to... Oh, woe is me, Silas. So far, that Silas was always right.
Touché. May the best drone win, Lizzie.
I plan to.
The fuck are you guys talking about?
Rock.
That's one. Take it just like that and give it a good whack.
Let there be light, and there was light.
Gods, you're so lame.
Warm. Beautiful.
Did the same thing to Jay on the lighthouse.
In the bag it goes. Come on now.
You okay?
Fine.
I'm so sorry, Alex. Let's keep going.
Another one. Your turn, Bookworm.
Me? All right.
For real?
Hey, he's recovering from a coma. Give him a break.
Breaking is apparently what he can't do.
I don't think I can...
Again! Try again! How?
Silas, come on now. You're embarrassing me in front of the team lead.
Impossible. Insert rock bottom joke here.
Well, I'm glad you lot are getting a good laugh at my weakness.
Go on, try again.
What?
At this point, it's about confidence. You can't let the rock beat you, Sai. Go.
Show no fear. You know rocks can smell fear.
Go! Go!
You did it.
Yay, finally.
There. You see? I knew I could do it all.
What the fuck was that?
Echo?
You don't know. That's not normal.
No.
Shh. What do we do?
We pipe down, finish what we came for, and then get the hells out of here.
Okay.
Afraid.
We all are.
Syntax is a podcast by Twin Strangers Productions and is licensed under an Attribution ShareAlike 4.0 international license. Today's episode was directed and produced by Rowan Odom and written by Ty Vaughn. Silas Caldwell is played by Ty Vaughn. Cassius Thatcher is played by Sage Fung. Elizabeth Bellinger is played by Morgie B. Alex Yard is played by Jules Christine. Ivara is played by M. Mulder. Find out more about the show on syntaxpodcast.com. Link in the description. If you enjoyed this episode, rate us on your favorite listening platform. It helps us out tremendously. Know the depths. Wish for more.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.